This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
And today, Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel joins us, ready to go and already talking about the one reason, old schooler, old timer, we love sports is what happened last night in the Eastern Conference Finals and the Western Conference Finals of the NHL. It looked like the Knicks were going to cruise through in that fourth quarter. It looked like Edmonton, after two periods, up 3-1. And you get up this morning, you turn it off to get a little sleep and go, this game's done. Knicks will never blow a 14-point lead with 3.5 minutes left. But they did.
I went to bed. Well, first of all, seeing you dance to This Is How We Do It at 6 in the morning, that's the way I want to wake up. That's the way you should wake up.
That's coffee now. They told me stay active at this age, Dave. That's a big thing. Stay active. I'm on my dad, 91. Dad, did you walk today? Hey, man, you got to walk. Well, you know, not dad. You got to walk. Gotta stay. That's where we are, Dave. I'm walking.
Oh, but yeah, comebacks. I went to bed because I'm getting up with you this morning, and I was shocked what happened in both sports. And I went to bed thinking, my fear now, my fear is Edmonton. You know, Bill Zito, the Panthers, had dinner with, I probably said this last time I was on here, we were talking about this, had dinner over the summer, right before the start of the season with a few writers, and asked what because he's such a good guy, he said, what can I do to improve your guys' job around the Panthers? And I said, one thing, when you go to the finals again, don't go to Edmonton.
Right.
And now, so I went to bed last night thinking, oh, my God,
I know.
Another one of these. It's a hard,
here we go again.
It's a hard flight to get.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, a matter of fact, those flights are getting canceled before you guys took off and delayed.
Terrible.
And
17-hour trip. Meanwhile, 19 direct flights from Miami and Fort Lauderdale to Dallas every day.
Yeah.
So
you like that.
Who do you, yeah, let's go Stars.
Oh, I got to tell you, before I get to Sacramento, it's Dallas. It's Dallas every time through American. Yeah, that's there's no question about that. So, crazy night, by the way. 14-point game, 3 minutes and 24 seconds left, and all of a sudden, the Knicks turn it over a little bit, miss a couple of free throws, didn't make both their free throws. And this kid, Aaron Nesmith, started knocking down threes like they were free throws. Just unbelievable. He ended up with 8 threes last. I think he had 8 and 9 in the game. And like a lot of people that aren't hardcore NBA fans, going to go, who's Aaron Nesmith? Well, he plays with Halliburton in the back, who also got that lucky shot in regulation, 2-point shot to tie it. Goes straight up in the air, bounces off the back of the rim, straight up, and comes straight down, goes back, flips it going backwards, straight up, got to be 8-10 feet, and comes right
way over
down.
The back.
The highlight's on right now. It's hey man, that's part of it, but that's when you're going into overtime going, this doesn't have a good feel. The sports gods, I don't know why I say that, sports gods are might be against us here at home tonight. This may not be going right. So good win for the Pacers to be able to come back from, they were 16 down actually at one point in the fourth quarter, came all the way back. And then that Edmonton game, it's 3-1 in Dallas. And Dallas scores 5 goals in that third period. So kind of the theme of the night, we got Panthers back in action. 5-2 win. Hey, Dave, not bad the last three games on the road. 6-1, 6-1, and 5-2. As Goldie tells me, those are 35-3 games if they were playing in the NFL. Those are ass-whooping.
What I do is I multiply every goal's a touchdown. If you don't know hockey, just multiply every goal.
That's
to get the close score, you know. So that's 17-4 though. 17-4 in those three games. And they didn't even, as Paul Maurice said, they didn't even play well. He didn't like the game. And Carolina Brindamore said we liked our game. So the point being, the Panthers can't play like that and win, but they won't play like that. We've seen how they play over there. That was their off game, and they won. So they are a force. They are, you know, you look what the Kansas City Chiefs are doing in the NFL. That's what the Panthers are doing.
It looks like
they're ready to go back point. Three straight times, and that's hard to do in football because you get beat up so much. But if you have that one guy, the quarterback, that alleviates a lot. And in hockey, you need three lines. You need a lot of things to happen to get back three straight times.
I got to tell you, the stories coming out and the confidence, and even the comments that are made up there, and I'd love to go back and hear what the players say. The confidence right now of this Panthers team, and why not? They're a couple of games now away from going to their third finals, but you hear these guys what they say and the comments they're making, and Ekblad's talking about certain things, and you're just like, you know, we expect this. This is a game we play. It works. We love it. And they bought in, man. Two things have happened with that. It's really, when something is really well-structured in professional sports, listen, man, we beat this topic up every day and night. We did it yesterday. Omar was in yesterday, Dave, and we talked about you look at the structure of the Panthers who have got it rolling through the draft, through trade deadline, before the trade deadline, the pieces they added there, incredible. Change of GM, change of head coach, change in system, kept some of the key guys that have been here for a while, the Ekblads and Barkovs, obviously, really good players. And they added little piece after little piece of guys who've been on bad franchises.
They got guys that Bill Zito saw. Right. That's a good player, and he's in a bad place, and so his game went down. They got Sam Reinhart for a first-round pick. They got Bennett for a second-round pick. And these are star. These are like top five draft picks who just needed the right place to go to, and they put we talk about culture so much around other teams in town, but the Panthers culture, you go out there. And
when was the last time you heard about any drama on that team? I can go back to
You have to go for a quarter century. There was all sorts of drama.
Lots.
Gerard Gallant being left at the same arena in Carolina, and they had to wait for a taxi.
He goes, "No, I'll get my own ride." Hey, we had a coach that was really good here, Hall of Fame coach, that had drama with a gay player on another team and how it was handled. That cost him. He just now getting back in the league after. I don't know, you retire, get suspended, or what
he got
it was.
Suspended. He got suspended where he wasn't allowed.
But now
to
this
back.
Thing, man, and the good teams have no drama. The good teams have very little drama.
Their drama is winning. Their drama. And look at when Kachuk gets hurt at that Four Nations face-off, this rule of the salary cap rule where you can he doesn't count now against the salary cap.
They used it.
Now look at Seth Jones leads the Panthers in ice time in the playoffs. That tells you Paul Maurice thinks there's our best defenseman. He's our best defenseman. Yeah. And then Brad Marchand, the other guy they got, leads in points in the playoffs. That you know.
How good
are those? So this is like crazy that there's some good fortune going along with a lot of good decisions.
And you also get in a situation, we talked about this yesterday. At the trade deadline, your team's not playing well. You're making good money or getting up there. You can't work a contract out for the future. You're just not happy. You haven't been to the playoffs. You go to the team and you say, hey, I'd kind of like to be traded to a team that will give me a chance to win. And they go, well, give us some teams. And they go, I'd like to play for the Panthers. And then we'll call them. And Panthers, meanwhile, have already looked at you and go, huh, perfect fit. For Paul Maurice's system. and you get them down here, this team's deeper than last year's team. I'm not saying
this is better than last year. It absolutely is.
It is better, except it has.
Well,
last year's team won.
It doesn't mean they win, but you know, you talk to the old time Dolphins, and this is sort of the Mount Olympus we're going into. You know, this stratosphere, the Big Three with the Heat, the old time the 72 Dolphins said they were undefeated, but they were better in 73. And I think the Panthers are entering. They don't talk that way because that's not how hockey talks.
No,
but they're better. They're deeper. They're stronger this year than they were last year. It doesn't mean they win again, but they have, you know, they have a better roster.
All I know is it's nice to have a team in the conference finals in either the NBA or the NHL, and for the third straight year, the Panthers have done it. So Ekblad says the game that travels. That's what he said. Hey, our game travels well. We trust it, and we do it.
Well, look, they beat Tampa Bay three times on the road. As you mentioned, the last two games against Toronto up there, they beat.
Humiliated
is right.
They got more drama up there right now.
Oh,
I checked in yesterday just to see how bad
poor
their
Toronto
drama is. I just love it. I love when somebody is expected and has a really good team, and they're going, man, this is – and Toronto said, hey, this is the team. We got. It's not four. It's five guys now.
They're fooling themselves. So the thing I've talking this to the Toronto writer. You guys talk about this core five. With the Panthers, it's a core 10.
Yeah.
I mean that's how deep their roster. But
no
but
question.
They write about the Maple Leafs like we write about the Dolphins. You know, there's so many parallels.
They're a lot in common.
And
a lot in common. Last time you've been there.
I had to look at myself in the mirror like, oh my God, they're ripping the Maple Leafs so hard. You know,
hey, I see the Knicks going through the same thing. They haven't won a championship since 73. The New York Knicks, going back to Willis Reed and Earl the Pearl Monroe and Walt Frazier. Like we talk about Zonk
but
and Kick
been there.
And Warfield.
Okay, the Knicks have been in finals.
Greece.
With Riley, or at least conference finals. And
listen,
finals,
man,
with Stan Van Gundy.
That was a four-year run, man. That was a nice four-year run, the Big Three. That was big time. So, anyway, speaking of the Dolphins, it's pretty clear yesterday, great day for the guys in the business and media because they made all the coaches this availability to be out there and you could talk to them. And I wasn't surprised, and Omar and I talked about this, those guys, hey, first of all, and I believe it with coaches. Coaches love to coach young guys and develop them. It looks good on their resume. I heard the coordinator go, hey, man, we're excited about all these young guys. Cam Smith, Storm Duck, Ethan Bonner, we're excited. By the way, made it very clear, open competition at safety and corner. There's a whole bunch, and I was like, that's good. And Omar thinks he got on this thing about competition yesterday to the point, like, this isn't a tryout, brother. You have too much open competition with your key positions at starters. You got a problem. Because some people do. Well, why not open the competition up for Tua and Tyreek? And like, no, money. That those are already they're not losing their jobs. There's nothing the second and third quarterbacks can do. They're gonna have a chance to come in and beat out Tua in this system. There's no way. First of all, they're not as good in this system. They're not. And they said all nice things yesterday. But if you got established players, you can't have open competition at every team. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, open top competition is great for the third quarterback job.
Well, the
but
back
when
end
you
of,
don't,
your,
when you don't
of
have,
your roster.
When you don't know who your first two cornerbacks are, assuming, as everybody is, and rightfully so, that Jalen Ramsey gets traded, then you got problems. So look, it's where we're May, late May. They have a couple months to bring guys in. So let's see. But you know, when you're talking Asante Samuel with a neck injury and
a little scary.
Whoever they get now, it probably is going to have some. You're going to cross your fingers all season that they make it.
It's but I do understand for those coaches talking yesterday and like, hey man, this is what we have. We're excited. They're working hard. They're obviously professional players. The level of professional, how good they're going to be, is remains to be seen. But you know, you're a young coach on that staff. You want guys that are they're all there. They got everybody there, but Jalen Ramsey, who didn't want, you know, Jalen Ramsey has not made it very clear he was not going to go to these workouts.
He got his $4 million bonus, and he said, "I want to be traded."
He did get his $4 million.
He's not dumb.
Something's wrong.
He's not dumb,
something's
huh?
wrong with the system. And then I got $4 million. Now you're telling me to get lost, and I still got that other guarantee. Somebody going to pay that guaranteed money.
We talk about the Panthers, who you invest in. You know, you can get mad at the players, but who management invests in says something about how
that's
they're building.
That's not on Jalen Ramsey.
That's not on Jalen Ramsey.
I get on Jalen Ramsey a little bit because he doesn't want to. He doesn't want all the responsibility to be a lead. He doesn't want. He doesn't.
Well, there's
want to
a
be
little
a
Jimmy Butler in the Jalen Ramsey situation where he got his money. He got money. Now Butler wanted more money, but you know he's basically sabotaging a team. That made him, you know, that really believed in him and went out their way
in.
To.
Dave, coach calls you in. And again, at the end of the day, this falls back to Chris. It just does. No matter what anybody says in a coaching staff, Chris is the GM over there. And I'm not blaming it's done and it's going to be over and we're moving on. But your head coach says, hey, Jalen, need you around. We got work. We got a lot of young guys. Need you to work with them. Really need you to be here in these OTAs to be and get to they can get to know you and stuff. That's not his deal, man. He doesn't want to do all that stuff. He wants call me. I'm here to play. I don't want to play safety for everybody out there saying that safety stuff. I'm a corner. I want to be a corner. Corners make a lot of money when they're good, even on the downside of their career a little bit. They make a lot of money, and so that. That got this whole thing started.
Yeah, I'm curious. I've seen that. I'm kind of curious about that, wanting him to work in the offseason when that hasn't been his. You know what? It wasn't Tron Armstead's thing either, right? Nope. And there were a lot of young offensive linemen that he could have worked. And all we heard was
right.
Tron Armstead's a great, and he was. I'm not dismissing that. He was a great role model. He was a leader on this team. So there's some. Yeah, you know, about these off-season workouts, they were okay with Tron Armstrong not doing it, but they're not okay with Jalen Ramsey. So it's a little weird,
there's disconnect. There's a lot to it. By the way, great point. It was made yesterday, too. Teron, nobody said anything about Teron not wanting to do the workouts. And we got to go to break here, but you look at some of this stuff, and it's just got to get it back together and get this. But it's going to be a young team. I will say this. I think we have learned it's going to be made up of first and second and even third year players in the case of Cam Smith. This is his third year, and they're counting on him. Hey, they're counting on him in year three more than they did in one and
you
year
cannot
one
count
and two.
On him. You cannot count on him. Now, maybe he comes through. Maybe he comes through. Maybe everything connects. But to count on him is a problem.
Right. Well, he's got a show, and they're saying all the right things about him. But he's lucky that this team's in this situation where they really need him to look like a second-round pick, which was their first-round pick, and that was first guy taken in that draft to come in. But the draft picks, too, they're going to coach him up. They got to play him. These draft picks on that defensive line, they're going to have to play.
They should. They have.
We haven't had a lot of guys play or a lot of guys. Well, we haven't had big draft classes for a while.
Good franchises have guys step in and play right away. I mean, that's just part of the NFL.
But anyway, yeah, there's always lots of parts to talk about. But yesterday, man, I said, Omar, those coaches, and they mean it. I mean, sure, would they like to have a veteran guy? But they like young guys with upside that they can coach into their system. And, hey, they play well. Man, those coaches look great. It looks great on their resume when young dudes get polished up and played at a high level. And we just haven't seen it like it's going to be this year. We have not seen a lot of this. We have never seen as much open competition as we're going to have at safety and at cornerback that we had this year. Go back and look and try to figure the last time we didn't have established players, that many that we're going to need. Our nickelback is now our number one corner.
Yeah, that's
you don't see that a lot.
When you talk competition and open competition, that's great.
Cater's not in the open competition, by the way. But the rest of those guys, even Storm and Cam, they want to see more out of Storm. They're going to want to see, but he has played. He should have some confidence after getting a chance to play a lot of football. Hey, we got to go to break here. We're running super late. This is what happens when Dave Hyde and I get together, a little coffee in the morning.
We've seen each other for a while, Joe. It's good to be here.
Hey, Dave, it's great to have you. And we got a lot of NFL news from the meetings. I wish I could have been there to listen to the owner of the Eagles jump up and throw it down the throats of those other owners before they had that vote. He got up. They said he would not sit down, and he called their ass out. We all run the same system. 32 of us can run that push and tush and tush and push.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Even if you don't like Dave and you don't like his stuff that he's writing at the Sun Sentinel, I appreciate you being with us this morning.
I hope people don't like it. I wish people didn't. You know, I always measure people's careers by the enemies they have in our business. You know,
hey, as you know, we're just talking without getting into the topics, but there's just people that no matter what you do, whether it's negative critique of the way they play, are not going to like you, and some let it go, and some don't. Some will, and a lot of times they don't see it, or they hear about it. Yours is a little different because your words don't go away. My stuff kind of disappears.
It goes to the
but somebody ether, hears it, and by the way, it's always worse when somebody else hears it—a friend or a relative, especially a wife—and says, "You want to know what he said today about you?" And you know, what they think they hear, and then, you know, you'll see somebody go, oh, man, he's a little quiet, okay. Then I go, yeah, I got after his guys a little bit this week. They didn't play well. And so, yeah, that's
In my business, the problem emerges when you think you're writing something and it's taken in a different tact. Like someone reads something and then you reread it and they'll go, oh, I see why you thought that. I didn't mean to say it that way.
Yeah.
That's the problem, hey. You know?
Well, listen, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. There's a song about that. Anyway, hey, Dave, we've got
all right now.
Yeah, we've got a lot of NFL news, man. I got to tell you, I thought yesterday, I was a little surprised. I thought the tush push was going to get hammered. Usually when the commissioner of the NFL's got a few months to work on the owners and explain things, everything he's doing for them right now, making them money, value of these franchises going up, selling them on more international games. We're going to get here pretty soon where we're going to have an international game every week. There's going to be a whole bunch of games. Seriously, they're talking about 16 games down the road.
And you see, the games the world. You see the games that they want to go into. Look, the Dolphins going into Spain, obviously Miami, a Hispanic culture, that's a big team. And then Washington, a hot team, they want to capture that Spanish
more of those
market,
kind of games.
You know,
yeah.
Whereas look at who's the team's now going into England. And
well, it's going to be Jacksonville always and somebody
right,
else
because yeah.
Jacksonville
they're not hot games.
Wants to be known as the home of, you know, London is a home of Jacksonville, but so anyway, I don't know. Were you surprised? It was a close vote, by the way, just missed by a couple of getting changed. But they're going to stick with it. I guess the owner stood up there in front of everybody, and some of the owners are starting to get pissed off and taking little jabs at him, like, "All right, is there anything else you want to say?" And
I was surprised because it came out that Green Bay was a proxy for Roger Goodell. Green Bay had put this on the table because the commissioner wanted this play out of there. And they had a few months to work on it. But you look who voted against it, which, good for the Dolphins. Good for the Dolphins for voting to
Made
keep
it very
the push.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it right.
That's right. I say it both
By
ways.
The time they ban it.
But you can push the tush.
But you look who
push.
Voted against it. 7 AFC teams. And only one team, Detroit, that plays Philadelphia next year. So, I mean, you know, you can play that game. Maybe they really believed as look. Mike McDaniel came out and put it, I thought, right months ago when he said, "Just because a team runs a play well doesn't mean that we should legislate it out of the league." And that's
pretty much what happened.
That's it.
When you put in a rule. That's for everybody. It's not like for one team. Everybody, hey, this is what you can do now, and you can push from behind. And it still goes back to me of, like, the best offensive lines are going to be the best at it, starting with that, and then a quarterback who can do it.
But here's my question. Why don't teams – you got all offseason. Why not figure out how to do it? And I get you don't want Tua running that, but – everybody knows Philadelphia is going to run that play. It isn't like they need Jalen Hurts to run it. He just runs it best. But the Dolphins could put someone in. And I know they have at times put our tight end. But
Durham Smythe was our guy.
But it never really worked. Only two, like you've said it before. I've heard you that two teams run this well. Buffalo and Philadelphia.
Philly's at a different level.
Yeah.
By the way, Philly, as long as this is in, because they're going to have the same old line back, they will never have a problem with short yardage and goal line. If they're down within the 2-yard line and it's first and goal, they're going to score.
But they've changed.
They're going to run it every time.
They've changed centers here. And I get the other one's good. The other one's good. But why? My point is nobody in the offseason is trying to emulate this or to put it. Usually, if some team does something really well, you see some copycats. But is it so hard to do? That nobody's trying to do it better?
I believe, now, the rankings and all the other stuff, I think Philly's offensive line is the best offensive
yes,
line in football.
I agree.
By the way, I'm not going by that play. I'm going by that running back they had this year that almost ran for 2,000 yards in some of the holes. Listen, he did a great job once he got down the field of making guys miss and jumping them. But off the line of scrimmage, he bounces outside or a cut. I mean, there's a lot of room. Those guys block their ass off. They've done a great job of drafting offensive linemen. They have one free agent they got from the Jets who was a busted tackle. Then it became a great guard last year. Did a nice job. But outside of that, they went out and got a whole bunch of really good players they drafted. And they got best probably pair of tackles in football. And they're just as good inside. And
but
so,
there are other very good lines in the NFL. Detroit's
good.
Great offensive line.
Buffalo, by the way, has got one of the best offensive line, and they're also good at it. By the way, Buffalo's guys don't get hurt either. Philly and Buffalo, they don't lose too many guys on their own line.
They don't.
They are durable, which, look at, I only go back down here because we see it up close. Our offensive line has not been close to that level of play that those two teams are at. They just.
But when the Patriots were on their 17-year run, they were losing offensive linemen all the time.
They were really good, by the way.
They were mix and match. And
Tom Brady was one of the best quarterback sneak because he played during a quarterback sneak. Yes. He wasn't the push. He didn't catch the. I used to see Tom Brady get four and a half yards on a sneak.
So if you could, if they, you have a whole offseason to plan. Okay, really, instead of three downs to get 10 yards, you have four downs to get 10 yards, really, is what they're doing. Or three to get nine, or however you want to phrase it, if you can run this play. Why aren't some of these teams with good offensive lines putting it in? That's what that's my point in this whole thing.
It's not going to have – I don't think it's going to be around very long. I don't, because
it's on life support year to year.
I just think Philly's going to use it so much, and they're going, well, we don't want this. Now we're not using our running backs, and now instead of throwing, I mean, they just line up. They're like, it's coming. We played them a couple years ago. They're in midfield, and their fans get off because we played up at Philly. They're all fired up. Here they go again. They're going, well, you know, and they ran it for, you know, first downs.
Goodell's fear is it would catch on. Okay, one team's doing it. Can you imagine if every team did
now
it?
Now they're calling it rugby. This is a rugby play. And
the rugby play they need scrum. To try is the multilaterals. Somebody's going to come
gonna
with
do that.
That
one. Yeah. That'll get them. Hey, by the way, if you haven't heard, they will stay with the same format for the playoffs. Nothing got changed. Matter of fact, Detroit took it off, realized it wasn't going to pass, and said, forget it. Forget it. No. Don't even bring it up. We're done. We're not going to do it. And the Buffalo Bills are going to be on Hard Knocks. We get to watch Josh Allen and that beautiful little lady of his. Probably get to see a lot of that. So Buffalo and Hard Knocks.
I like that. That's a good match in that small market. They deserve a little more. I'm curious to see.
You think they wanted it?
Not that we're going to get the Dolphins inside look of the Joe Philbin era and Jeff Ireland era with Hard Knocks anymore. But you'll get a little
deer in headlights.
Yeah,
it was so bad. You're a bad man. You're a bad man bringing that up. You're just a bad, bad guy. All right, we got to go to break here. We do have a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. And if you missed it last night, and if you went to bed, if you're one of these sports fans that goes, the Knicks got it, I can go to bed, or Edmonton Oilers got it, I can go to bed. They're up 3-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
We want to send our condolences to Channing Crowder, whose father, Randy Crowder, who played for the Miami Dolphins going way, way back, passed away. He was a defensive lineman and young guy. Got to spend a very entertaining night with Randy and Channing at a party, maybe 5-6 years ago. And It was knowing Channing, you can just guess. And of course the wives were there. It was I laughed. All I know, I was the last one to leave because we were sitting out and I went back in the other room and everybody was gone from the party. But anyway, Randy passed away. I think he was 71. I saw he was 71 years old. And so anyway, Channing, if you're listening.
But that's not where Channing gets his big personality from.
I think Channing's got I know his mother and knew his father. I'm guessing that's mostly Channing. Okay. Channing's different level, man.
Completely different level, right. I'm wondering where that comes from.
We had our QAM party, and I got to tell you, I told him, I said, when we have these things, you got to show up. You mean for everybody? Going, no, for me, because you are entertaining, brother. Somebody, because he's got great stories. And by the way, he's doing great. That podcast is Pivot's, one of the top podcasts in sports there is right now. They're just absolutely killing it and getting great guests and whatever it is. And Ryan Clark's on a roll and in the news right now over the RG3 thing, which, black wives, white wives to I didn't like you as a teammate
I don't know that I can add anything to that conversation.
No, there's nothing. Well, I'm with you. I'm with you.
I find it entertaining and educational on some level, but
well, it started with WNBA and two really good young players came out in the same draft class and that don't seem to like each other, which by the way is great for great. Nobody's going to try to tell him it's not great for business. Now, the white-black stuff's not great, and, it's probably never going to go away completely, but those girls, those women being as good as they are, and hard foul, and look, it is, those two have helped grow the WNBA. I'm not saying they're the two best players or anything like that, but that has been good for business, and then RG3 thing and Ryan Clark calling him out, not for one white wife, but an ex-white wife too, which is hilarious. I don't know. I must be numb to all of it, going through some of that myself. I just kind of got a great laugh and a little different take. And some people wanted Ryan should be suspended and he shouldn't say that. And that's wrong. He crossed the line talking about. He actually said nice things about his wife. Said, nah,
where is
like
the line
really
anymore?
Nice.
Where is the line?
You tell me.
When the subject is black, white, and then you have two black men talking about it, where is the line in that?
Well, one's got a black wife and one has
a white
wife.
No, I know. So is there a line
there
at all?
And somehow they tied that into
the game. To the game. To the players, right.
And what black women go through and what white women go through and...
Now there's more to it to the WNBA that nobody's talking about. The whole
One guy didn't like the other guy to start with, and he worked with him in football. They were on the same team with Washington together, and they worked at ESPN doing all those shows. I thought RG3, the way he was kind of different, a little different than the rest of the guys. I thought, man, this is kind of a fresh thing. They must love him. And one day they said, nope, RG3 won't be with us or will have a different role, and was off all the big shows. And then Ryan Clark kind of came out, so nobody liked him.
Nobody liked him. That's
nobody liked you, man. Nobody liked you on the I called them their old name, the Commanders, and nobody liked you at ESPN. So I was like, oh, boy.
And that makes it easier for him to say. If he was RG3 was a popular guy, none of this would have come out, right? Right? I mean, that's
– I guess – I don't know. It was the
anyways, I find it entertaining, but I cannot add to the conversation at all. It's just that's it.
I can sit back and enjoy the entertainment, though. Yeah. That's of it. Anyway, we got a game two tonight. Panthers after that 5-2 win, back at it, and we'll see how that goes. But they did take the home ice advantage away, and they'll be here before you know it. Back down here at Amaranth Bank, Jerry's house to. Try to get some more wins and get one step closer. By the way, last night was I did not stay awake to see the whole game. I have to split it up. But what an entertaining game the Knicks and the Pacers played in game one. It's hard to imagine they can do better than that game last night. First of all, the Knicks fans are hurting a little bit. Had a 14-point lead late in that game, 3.5 minutes left, end up losing in overtime. The Pacers started knocking down threes like they were layups. Just unbelievable. Knicks missed a couple of free throws. They did turn it over 15 times, and the stars were out. Brunson was fantastic last night, and so it was a lot of good stuff going on.
Neither of those teams scare me, though. Like one of them's going to go to the NBA Finals and could win. And I'm sitting here thinking, when people say, "Oh, the Heat need to blow it up," and I'm no, you know, if those two teams were in the Eastern Conference Finals,
I don't know if they have a lot to blow up.
No, well, that's the starting point. They could get teams would want Bam. Teams would definitely.
They
want
won't
Bam.
Give up Bam. I don't think he'd give up Bam. I think, and I know what you're thinking. If you're thinking up in Milwaukee, I think they'd give up Bam.
I'm just curious how they got to give up something. So they give up. You're saying they'd give up Tyler Hero. Well, they got to give up something to rebuild get a whale. If
outside
they're gonna...
of those two guys, and hey, listen, people bitch about Bam taking 7 and 8 shots sometimes in a game, but outside of those two guys, who else do you go? And I know we had center with second all rookie team center. Khalil Ware, but how many guys you go, no, hell no, we ain't giving up this guy.
Then you're down to guys like, oh, they have expiring contracts, Duncan Robinson.
Got 1 year left.
And Rozier. And the question becomes, what's the value of that to certain teams? But to your point, I agree. They don't have a lot that other teams want, right?
That Terry Rozier was not Pat Riley's best work.
No, that was a really bad trade. And it looked like at the time, in the midseason, they want a point guard.
You better make sure when you get a guy from a bad team that scores a lot, you might want to take a deeper look at that and how they fit in. I'm at your job. Hey, listen, we're talking about the Panthers.
Yes.
Grabbing guys and bringing them in and going, perfect for our system. Perfect for our system. Perfect for our system. That was a whiff. I mean, not some nights.
Every night. He's not even playing.
Tells you all you want. And good for Spo, not like still playing him or, play him a little bit, but it just.
And you look, they need a point guard to organize things at times. And so, but going back to the Eastern Conference Finals, neither of these teams are, you say, they're going to go on a multi-year run of contention. I gotta admit, I don't even know some of their big players, and so When I think how far are the Heat, well, if these two teams are going to the Eastern Conference Final, the Heat, with a smart move, they're not that – nobody's that far away in the East is, I guess, what I'd say.
I am shocked that Cleveland – of course, I didn't know they were going to get banged up, and Boston – you know, they were all together before. They lost those two games to start with. Let's not make it sound like
– they were down 3-1 when
before Tatum got hurt. Yeah, they were already in bad shape there. But, yeah, so, you know, there's where I just don't – I'm really curious. This is going to be fun to watch. By the way, did D-Wade get a little shot in? We got to go to break here. D-Wade get a little shot in on Jimmy Butler. Really starting to love UD and Dwayne Wade again. Took some hard shots.
What do you say? What shots of
Jimmy? Disappearing Jimmy Butler.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. Yeah.